Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
This is the original, independent, uncensored, all sports and all that implies station. Set a button in your car, save the stream in your phone. For Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Text BEER to 22126 to register to win two VIP access tickets to Big Texas Beer Fest, coming to the Fair Park Automobile Building on Saturday, April 12th. The 13th annual Big Texas Beer Fest is DFW's original dedicated craft beer festival with 70-plus breweries and 300 to 400-plus beers, ciders, hard seltzers, and more. For more info, go to BigTexasBeerFest.com.
Thank you very much, Lando. Thank you to the Maple Branch Craft Brewery, who is hosting us today over here in Fort Worth in the Foundry District.
Maybe one of our finest hosts ever.
Boy.
They are plying us with so much food and drink.
It is so good.
I know.
Everything. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's really good. And this is a great scene over here. I love the fact that you can just wander in with your dogs, hang out, have some beers, have some food. The beer is really, really good, too. And we'll talk about the special ticket beer that they made specifically for us here in just a little bit. But it is Friday fun time, as the Open told you. And we do this about once a quarter. So either three times a year, maybe four, I would say closer to three, where it's almost like we used to do with the Norm Dad Joke of the Week, where we would pull together all the Norm ridiculous dad jokes. This is the antithesis of that, because it's time to compile the Dave sex references.
The joy of my job.
Yeah.
The most fun thing I do.
Yeah, because this was born from DJ...
Corby, I think, originally. Yeah. This was a Corby baby.
Okay, maybe DJ was tasked by Corby to write down every time I try to hit one from the logo.
It was a... What do you think it would sound like if we just kept track of them for a while? You know, how quickly would they add up to something that we could play on air?
They beef up quickly.
Yes, extremely quickly. Especially around rant revival time. You'll hear a lot of Gordo as part of a bad influence on y'all.
Right.
Yeah, so as always, I preface this by apologizing to my wife and my daughter and my mother and to all P1s who are easily offended.
Nope, you can't apologize. Not allowed. All right, so here is the latest batch this year.
I don't know if he intentionally hit a cheerleader in the back of the head.
Which would have been awesome if he was like,
pounding
hey,
that.
Check out Cindy over there. I'm going to nail her.
Well,
in the back.
Her name, we now know her name.
Cindy?
Her name is Michelle Siemanowski.
Not a chance.
Read it.
Son of a bitch, her name is Michelle Siemanowski.
I don't lie about these
How
things.
How excited were you?
I mean, I was going to do the story anyway, but now I'm really going to do it.
Harvey Milk became the first openly gay person elected to public office in California.
Oh. Are you gay?
He was friends with Jim Jones.
Yeah, they made him put his hand on the Bible.
He thought he was running for pubic office.
Are you gay?
What does that mean?
DJ, it's 303.
He was disappointed.
You're snow shaming us, man.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm just asking, has anyone ever survived 2 inches before?
So,
why don't you ask your wife?
If they were real, they would have the number one trending category on the hub.
But what if you
way more
found
semen?
A really hot mermaid, but then it turns out that she just dumps out a bunch of caviar and you just have to spray it?
Spray it.
I don't think Dave understands science.
I don't either.
Take care of this on your own time.
Like, you have to fertilize them like a real fish egg? What do you mean?
Yeah, that you think you're going to have traditional human sex, but that's not how mermaids do it.
World's craziest labias.
when you first meet a girl, you need to ask her if her labia looks like Tom Gribble's sandwich that's falling apart.
This sounds like it might be the craziest sporting event that's ever happened.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yes, go.
Have you heard about this, Dave? I didn't know about this until
a scissor fight?
Dave?
Scissor me.
Wow. Being lifted up to an apex, I don't know how tall it actually gets, and then dropping straight down, and then it splits, and the tsunami waves go in two different directions.
Right. It's like a big ocean queef.
In a way, Dave, it is. And I think you should teach all children this in their science classes.
He should get 1,000 points for working that into a segment about tsunami.
Good job, Dave. Good job. Good job.
I think it was in Houston that somebody with their boots walked off a giant penis in the snow.
They sent it to you, huh?
Yeah.
Why would they send that to you? Why would they think?
Well, they thought maybe I did it.
But he is attached to star and executive produce a limited series for Netflix based on a novel by Andre Aciman.
Okay. I don't think so.
Okay. Aciman?
Whatever you said first, I can guarantee you it's wrong.
Aciman?
Yes, Aciman.
I was shocked at how the Mavericks chased this game, and they were rewarded for it.
They won it for Daniel Gafford's wiener.
Are you on DMT right now?
Thought you were still talking about Billy Bob.
It might have ended up in the Bermuda landing strip.
It's the triangle still, Dave.
Really?
Go, Dave.
They never change
the triangle.
It's not like
it can be a landing strip.
That's what Trump's going to change that to.
Yeah.
They're going to get rid of the triangle.
Yeah.
Changing all of
them. We're going to trim that down.
Assistant head coach, special teams coordinator, Dave Tube? T-O-U-B?
The fact that you're questioning Mark that at the end is crazy.
I don't really know how to
and
say his
top
name.
Top five.
That's what I call my fleshlight.
Dave Tube.
So he paid tribute to her on his social media saying it's so
difficult. That is vulgar.
It's so difficult without you. As the hours pass, it's starting to sink in and the hole in my heart is only getting bigger. It's weird that he's thinking about holes.
Okay, Dave.
And a friend of hers said she had loads of plans.
He says, I definitely was in shock. I had plans on being in Dallas for a long time. Obviously, I thought I was going to be there, but this is a business. As it pertains to Luca, Marquise said, okay.
How do they reproduce?
Storks.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Is that why they're blue? It's because of the blue balls?
Why would Smurfette be blue?
Whoa.
She doesn't have...
Jeez.
Dave.
Does she bleed blue?
It's like whack-a-mole here right now.
Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Does she bleed blue?
Like, maybe in, like, the
this
feminine...
This is going nowhere good.
Maybe in the feminine product ads when they
it's
pour...
actually correct.
When they pour the blue liquid to show it doesn't leak, that's actually from Smurfette.
Dave.
Hey, I have a question about the Smurfs.
With a wide selection of sauces created by Guy Fieri.
This is Walnut Hill and Central.
Yeah.
This is right by my house.
Yeah.
Not in Preston Hollow, by the way.
No. I guess they have donkey sauce or donkey punch or whatever.
I don't know. I don't know about you, but I'm very curious about the whole chicken thing.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
I'm great. So curious. You think he went home this morning and he was just like on the internet?
Gosh.
He's typing, he's Googling the chicken thing.
He's in the library today, checking out books.
He did a little research, choking one.
Oh.
Dave.
Man. Valentine's is right around the corner.
When is it this year?
Friday. Yeah.
What are we going to do about that?
Well, I know you're playing golf, so.
Yeah, you're going to have to express your boner pills.
I'm sorry.
We need to time this out perfectly, all right? I'm going to take it on 17. I'll be home in 8 minutes.
So I paid for rush shipping.
Yeah.
Huh.
Like, you're putting out.
Right.
And then you take it, and you don't want to take it too early.
Because then it's awkward in the locker room.
Right. Yeah. Or on the 18th green.
So,
Valentine's Day, you know.
The gift of Valentine's Day is, quote, no, you know what?
Well, Bob wasn't going to put him in.
I was. That's the dumbest thing you've said since the Valentine's Day thing.
All right, Donovan. I'm sorry.
You're going to hear a real
Bob,
hard
have
line
fun
fight.
Friday. I heard what you know what's going to happen Friday. So have fun for your Valentine's Day breakfast.
All day, man.
Hopefully you make it to work on time after all that fun.
My shirt on backwards.
Fiesta. Like, Bob, your shirt's on backwards. Oh.
Sorry. Just falls asleep.
What's that wet spot on your pants?
Okay.
Dave, not everybody comes from wealth.
God. You do.
I do not.
All right, a couple of very, very brief quick hits to end today's community quick
hits. What's it like to come from wealth, Corby?
I don't know.
So to speak.
Or on wealth.
My biggest fear is that I suck at it. Like, I haven't done it in 5 years.
You'll be fine. Oh, we have this.
You can queef out 3,000 words in a second.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You just can't. It's like
disappointing, don't you think?
It's a nervous tick.
I mean, it's so weird.
It's
like you just can't
you're
stop.
Autistic.
We are live at pre-ticket stock. Doors open tomorrow at noon. Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm Ticket Stock. We're getting you ready for it. Trying out all the food.
It's like we are pulling all the air into the vaginal cavity right now.
In a way, that's a euphemism that I wasn't thinking of, but
it has to be approved by the court, but it's just a formality. So he is.
So you have to start all over
again? Well, wouldn't you
think,
though?
He's pulling out, which Diddy never did.
No.
You know what? She's coming around the mountain.
There you go. Whoop-ah! Select trees up to 30% off. And trees that need a little extra love up to 40% off. So this is it.
How can you tell if they need extra love? Like they have a third hole? A third?
I don't even know what you mean.
I don't even know what I mean.
Dumbest thing ever.
I got to ask you guys a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
From 1975.
One of the most famous Hail Marys in the history of the sport.
Easily.
That was Bill's team. It may be at number one.
They won it by a clip hair.
Just calm down over there.
He's just trying so hard to fit it in.
Half court.
I kind of felt good about pumping money into the economy, too, and I think you kind of got that feeling from people like, thanks for coming, man. Probably to a town that you've never had to say that to ever. Just because it is one of the cooler spots and more unique spots that we have in the country. It's great.
You see any bears?
No bears.
Did you help Julie wash her breasts in the waterfall?
I did not, Dave. Is this the breast washing waterfall?
Well, why are you so dirty?
But dude,
just in particular spots.
Beautiful. I'm such a hack. We need to retire the.
That's the hard line. Keep it on cutting out. Oh, they're back again.
Oh, there we are. Are we back?
Yeah. Are we back?
Okay. Yeah, we're sorry that we keep cutting out, though. But you heard the bit, so that's the most important thing. And no, we're not retiring that.
Yeah, I think it needs to be retired, and I officially apologize for being a FM radio hack.
No, nothing to apologize for, nothing to see here. All right,
they're going to go to break, and we're going to go to break, too. So we'll be back with more stuff next.